Joni Ernst, Biden's shipping illegal aliens to U.S. cities is displacing American military families. By John Binder on December 4, 2023. President Joe Biden's catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border, responsible for sending millions of illegal aliens to cities across the country, is displacing American military families, Senator Joni Ernst, ARIA, says. In October, reports circulated that American military families were having their hotel rooms canceled in the Boston, Massachusetts area for the nation's annual Army-Navy football game on December 9 because the hotels were being used by state officials to house newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. "It is flatly unacceptable for our veterans and military families to be displaced because of your administration's failure to secure our southern border," Ernst writes in a letter to Biden. "Military families who have scrimped and saved to be able to afford a trip to the Army-Navy game should not have to compete with illegal immigrants for hotel room space." Ernst said the fact that military families are now being impacted by the administration's catch-and-release network makes it abundantly clear that change is needed. Ernst wrote Monday in a letter to President Biden. "It's clear, these cancellations are due to your administration's decision to ship illegal immigrants across the country to sanctuary cities at taxpayers' expense. As you may know from the letter Governor Maura Healey, DMA, sent Secretary Mayorkas, the demand for housing for illegal immigrants in Massachusetts has quadrupled from 25 families per day in March 2022 to over 100 families per day by July of this year. According to reports, the state of Massachusetts spends about $45 million a month to house both homeless residents and migrants in existing shelters, as well as various hotels and motels across the state," emphasis added. "We are seeing your severe mismanagement take a tangible toll, not only for the local economies of all 50 states your administration has turned into border states, but also for those seeking to travel to these areas, like many Army and Navy veterans this weekend," emphasis added. "Now, due to your untenable border crisis, which has allowed nearly 8 million illegal immigrants entry into the country, veterans and future service members and their families will be unable to attend this year," emphasis added. Since Biden took office, his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released an estimated 2.5 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, roughly 60,000 released every month into the U.S. interior. In August, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, D, declared a state of emergency over the state's inability to keep up with housing demand for newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. "The issue has exacerbated the state's housing crisis, where thousands of Americans remain homeless and competing for shelter space and social services with foreign nationals." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.